Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. Right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, back from the Gross Summit, joined in the studio by Randy Yankson. What's up, man?
How we doing? It's good to be back.
It's good to be back in the saddle, guys. We just wrapped up our Gross Summit 8th annual, Scottsdale, Arizona. It was an absolute blast. Several hundred gym owners in attendance. And I mean, we're going to do a little recap for you today and kind of give you a quick reveal of something that we announced at the Gross Summit, which is super cool. Just kind of give you guys a recap. I know many of you listeners were there, so you know this is just a reminder of what we did.
What you went through, yeah.
We started off the day, like, we had two rooms going, like, on Thursday afternoon. We had our Iron Circle Mastermind kind of doing their own leadership circle event with Lindsay, and then in the room I kicked it off was our Million Dollar Model Workshop. We did that. It was a three-hour workshop, hands-on, kind of had workbooks, and that was really awesome. Zach kind of picked up the second half of that. I did the first half, and it was awesome. Like, in that workshop, we had questions flying around. We had frameworks that we were sharing. I'm going to talk a little bit about here in a second, but tons of value. And the honest truth is, I heard it five times right after that MDM workshop that. They said I've learned more in the first 3 hours of this event than all of the 7 years of the last whatever event I used to go to, some other company's event, combined.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why isn't anybody teaching anything at these events? And I heard, like, most events are pitch fests. Every speaker's pitching something. And, you know, I can understand why they would be upset, because we, you know, and that's probably why people are skeptical to come to our event, is because, you know, they've been to so many, they've been let down, right? You go to an event, you want to learn something, you want to take nuggets back, you want to get, like, have a page full of notes, but, like, actionable things. And, you know, when we kicked off in this workshop, the whole thing was actionable items.
Yes. And to piggyback on that, it's the things that move the needle in the business. It's all business focused. Mm-hmm. I realized a lot of the gym owners I talked to that were coming out to the event, a common question was, like, you know, hey, can I see the agenda? And then what do I need to prepare to wear? And that question came because they're so used to doing breakout sessions where it's movement based stuff and new workouts. It's more kind of for the trainer almost than it is the business owner. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of the great feedback I got as well, was just how it opened their eyes up to the areas of the business that they can work on and that they should be focused on, and how to actually build a better business, not just hope for a better business because you have a better training better trainers, more education. When it comes to
Well, we have to assume you know training. You mm-hmm. open a gym. The thing that you don't know is the business side.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that everybody struggles with anyway. So why would we train kettlebell swings when the business is what is lacking? And so that's how all of our events are. They're all business focused. Yeah, you go get workouts in and stuff like that during the day or whatever, but, like, it was straight business.
And there's a lot of great, you know, there are great events out there that do that, mm-hmm. right? You know, we're not trying to just be another of the same. Like, we've seen this gap in the industry, mm-hmm. and that's what we want to bring to the table for sure.
Yeah. No, so that was great. Then after that workshop, we kind of broke off and did a welcome mixer. Our vendors were there. We had an open bar, some food passed around, and everybody got a chance to kind of meet each other and, you know, get their badges and check things out. And that was kind of like setting the tone. And I like to do those because people come in nervous. They don't know anybody, or they might just know a couple people. And this is giving them everybody a chance to just meet everybody. So the next day, they're relaxed and comfortable, and they come in. And so we kicked off the next morning. I did a kind of a quick presentation on about, you know, you don't have enough time. Then John Farkas got up talking about, you know, hiring and teams and building great teams so that you can go on vacation. It's one of the things he's known for, is, like, he's got, you know, six gyms at this point, and you know, the guy's always on vacation, which is awesome, but it just means he's super organized. He's got great systems. He's got a great team. And he just kind of shared how he does all that, which is super cool. Then Scott Carpenter got up and talked financials. That was a great session because that's something else nobody talks about. And we'll talk, you know, and I'll talk about the second day, more financial stuff, education, which is such a gap in this industry, right? You worry about your business, but the P&Ls and what do you do with free cash flow and investments and how to find money and dig the well before you need it and, you know, all of the things. Then we went to lunch, and then after lunch, well, by the way, we covered lunch, which was interesting because when we broke for lunch, it was pretty clear that we're covering lunch. But I saw a couple guys in the restaurant getting lunch, and they didn't know because it's just so out of the norm that they go to events and they don't cover lunches at these other events. Yeah. So they canceled their order. They came into the room like, oh, I didn't even know. I thought we were on our own. No, you get lunch with us. Yes. That was kind of like a big thing. You know, tons of protein, right?
Oh, yeah.
We had... And
to that point, like we custom cater a menu that's for the audience. Yeah. I heard great feedback from many people on that as well, that been to, you know, every event I've ever been to, both in this industry, out of the industry, and normally it's, you know, fried foods and garbage, and you know, this is literally the program that we eat on a daily basis type.
No details are overlooked. I mean, we're in the industry, so we got to take nutrition seriously. So anyways, the food was awesome. And then right after lunch, we did something called needle movers. This is my favorite thing that we do. We broke everybody out. We had about 25 little groups. Everybody was sharing, like, what was the big thing that moved the needle in your business? And everybody voted on it, and everybody came up. And there was a couple people that were the winners, right? And they kind of got on stage and explained what they did in their gym that grew revenue or gave them more time or whatever. Some great, great options. But, you know, the two bubbled up to the top. It's so cool because as votes were coming in, like the winners were moving up and down the board. I was like, oh my God, it's a dead heat. And then the first place guys dropping down to third. And it was so cool to see everybody kind of voted. So, but what that does, it gives everybody a chance to look at all of the things that people are doing in their gyms and decide which ones they want to hear about.
Yep. Yeah, and we usually frame that about, like, you know, your last 90 days. Like, what is an action item? It's not something that you've done one time, you know, 4 years ago that got you a result. Like, this is the stuff that's working now in the business. And that's, to your point, like, it's one of my favorite things to do, too, because every time we do it, it's you're hearing something new, you're hearing something relevant, you're hearing something that, and that's the power of the vote, is you can then go home, do the same thing in your business and get a similar result.
Yeah.
Massive.
So cool. Give away some bourbon. That's kind of our trademark thing. Hopefully they took them home.
I know one bottle didn't make it throughout the weekend because...
Yeah, got open.
It was shared. It was social.
Then Lindsay Vastola came up talking leadership switch, and she had some people come up on stage, and the stories about her strength coach in high school and the So... that was super fun. And then we talked about the way. We gave everybody a chance to join the Iron Circle at that evening. Then we had a big old, we had a round tables and speaker round tables and happy hour and went off to dinners. And then day three came.
Yep.
Day three was just coming out of the gates, right? Coco Black, our interior designer, talked about all the new age ways to kind of design gyms and how he comes up with ideas, and some of the gyms, the big players out there are... He's actually retained by them to, you know, the Planet Fitness guys hired him to do a breakoff version of a new gym that they're doing, which puts a little pressure on the boutiques. But he was showing kind of like how he does it and things that you can do in your gym. Very, very cool. Then Shauna came up, our tax goddess, who spoke about how to save all different ways how to save yourself from paying the IRS, which is something I do not enjoy doing. So I'm glad she was there. That was awesome. And then who was next after Shauna? Do you remember? Just turning it off.
Was it Justin?
Then we did our X Factor panel. We brought that was you.
Yep.
You remember when
it was me? I was up there.
X Factor panel. If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training.
Brought up three of our Inner Circle gems, kind of talk about the things that they were doing in their business, how the business has allowed them to live a better life and all this cool stuff. And then we did lunch. Then we had Justin Kegley talking about why not now? And he talked about his story about, you know, imposter syndrome and how you don't, you know, the asterisk next to your name, but, you know, very, very cool.
Powerful, yeah.
Very powerful. He did a little twerking on stage. Yeah. Got the crowd fired up. And then in the afternoon, kind of close the show out, we had Thomas Plummer up there talking about life and, you know, kind of the journey of the fitness industry and how we got to where we are today. And it was cool to see him because obviously I've known Tom for many, many moons. He's one of my first consultants. And then we kind of capped it off with Tim Grover. Mm-hmm. Tim Grover gets up there talking about taking action and, you know, you don't have time. It was great stories about the legends and kind of the cool stuff. We did a little campfire chat. I barely got a word in edgewise because he just talks for 30 minutes more. I was like, I asked one thing, and then it goes off in 12 tangents. But that's fine. We got up there, took a bunch of pictures with the team at the end, and then we had a luau. We absolutely had one of the best parties of all time, man. It was so cool. We had some fire dancers and hula things, and, you know, I was asking around, like, what – at the last conference you went, how was the hula dancing? Oh, you didn't ever do that one. Oh,
yeah.
Just do things different. Like, guys, we got to have fun.
Yeah, had the guys out there doing the haka. And yeah, it was a great time. And to your point, again, it was everybody. You know, everybody got the invite. So to have, you know, we took over the whole pool, closed everything down. Everybody got to come out, be part of it. Continue the conversation, too. That's such a big aspect of these events. You know, obviously we curate the most value from stage that we can create, but the value of the conversations during lunch, during the luau, you know, when you're passing somebody and you get to learn about their business a little bit and they share that nugget that you get to go take home.
Mm-hmm.
The value of the room is immense.
Yeah. I mean, that's the truth. You got to get in these rooms, whether it's our events or any other event, like you got to get out of your gym.
Yeah.
And learn.
Yeah.
And learn with other like-minded gym owners like yourself that are trying to get better. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there. There's these podcasts. I've got books, whatever. You still got to go take the action.
Yeah.
And it's very cool to kind of bounce ideas and see what other people are doing. That's a big part of the needle movers that I really wanted to stress was like, look, there's everybody sharing here. There's 200 people in here. Like, everybody's doing something in their gym. Like, what is it? What is the thing that you tried? And that's what the power of the mastermind comes in. It's like we're basically masterminding with 200 people, and then we bubbled up the best ideas, and we actually brought them on stage and talked about, like, what it was that they did.
And exactly how to go implement it yourself.
Yeah, how to do it.
Yep.
We showed, like, we, you know, because Tommy was up there, it was kind of a needle mover that we shared with him, and so we shared ours, too. Like, mm-hmm. This is what it looks like. Here's the board, and here's how we get referrals.
Yeah, he got a referral program generating $85,000 more this year for his business. Recurring revenue. Yeah, overall. Now, one of the things that we released at the workshop was our frameworks book. If you guys are watching us on YouTube right now, I'm holding it up right here. This is the book of frameworks. As we kind of created this thing, it was very clear to me that this does not exist in the industry. In fact, we had all of these frameworks, but they were buried in the lessons of all of our coaching programs. Mm-hmm. And so what we've done is created a book of frameworks with trainings on every single one. There's 70 of them in here. And this is kind of like a culmination of our life's work here.
Sure.
And I'm very proud of this thing. But what we've been able to do now is give this to our Iron Circle members and our Springboard members in our coaching program and allow them to learn the frameworks and versus the systems. It's a totally different way to coach gyms. And I love the idea of these because they are literally the solutions to the problems in real time. It's not you need to market. It's here's how to market, why it works, and the things that you need to understand about the market in general, the sophistication of the market on how to create and craft your offer.
Yep.
It is, okay, the unique mechanism and the thing, the reason why people get the results is this, and here's how you create it. And then on top of that, there's 141 video lessons that go with this book.
Yeah.
Massive. Nobody in the industry, of the history of the industry, in the past or in the future, well, now, I guess, has created anything one-tenth of this. I got this in the hands of our Iron Circle members and their minds exploded. Like, oh my God, I forgot that like half of these things existed and now it's all in one place. And super proud of this thing. And I mean, honestly, there's nobody in this industry that's coming close to what the value that is in this book. So guys, I wanted to share that with you guys because it is something that could change your life.
Yeah.
This book will change your life. It's a book of frameworks. It's really a book of training lessons and how to run a better gym. We call it the way. The way is the way of the frameworks. And so if you want to get your hands on this book, you got to be a member of our Springboard or Iron Circle. So we'll put a link somewhere in the show notes because I will put my name on this book as the final coaching program you'll ever have to join.
There you go.
Because it's so clear in this book. We had all these frameworks, but they were all over the place with lessons and like, you got to go over here to get this. And so what we've done is we've distilled out of my book, Built to Grow, Built to Win, Built to Deliver, Directing Fitness, all, you know, Zach's book, and everything has been distilled down. Our accelerator program, our current Springboard program, anything we talk about, Iron Circle, all of the podcasts that we talk about frameworks are in this book now.
Yep. It's like a one-stop shop for all the solutions you're looking for that business.
Yep. Yep. And so anyways, I figured we'll put a link in the show notes. If you want to get your hands on this thing, you got to be a client of ours. We're not just selling this book by itself. Absolutely not. Why would we, right? It's like it's the best of Gym Business Coach. So if you start seeing people talk about frameworks, you know where they got them from.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just throw that out
there. Coming out of the book.
Because I'm pretty sure somebody's going to copy this real quick. So jump on this. But love to share with you guys. That's the recap. That was the event. If you didn't come to the event, absolutely missed out. Period. End of story. I don't know if we've ever done a better event. The lessons learned, the workshop, the detail, everything was done flawlessly. The team was amazing, and the attendees absolutely benefited from it, absolutely. And so, maybe there will be another one of the growth summits. Maybe there won't. We'll see. On top of that, we've decided we're going to be doing some smaller workshops this year. To kind of get deeper dives on these frameworks because this is our way now. This is the thing that we're doing. So if you're interested in workshops, hands-on implementation, like mastery programs of this, of what we talk about in the way, in our coaching programs, we're going to be doing some regional events. Nothing's solidified yet, but if you have interest in that, we'll put something in the show notes that you can tell us, hey, if you come to my town, or I'd love to travel out to you guys. We'll definitely be doing one here in Scottsdale, but we're going to be doing one at the Perform Better headquarters in Providence. We'll be doing one in Washington, probably, and California, maybe one in Texas. Like to do one a month if we can, but we got to get the first one off the ground. So
yeah,
stand by and stay tuned on that. But yeah, we're extremely excited to kind of change the game, change the industry, and get away from just surviving month to month and creating businesses that thrive without the gym owner band-aiding everything together. So yeah, that's our mission, and that is our manifesto that we sent out. And you know what? Let's put the manifesto in here too. Thewaymanifesto.com. That's the URL.
There you go.
Brian, there's another domain to put in the show notes. We have like three now, plus all of our other ones. And that's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helps. And keep changing lives. We will see you guys on the next one. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube, or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel, and I will see you over there.